So time to talk more Gaelic games, and the big match of the weekend, no doubt, is the All-Ireland Masters Final, where Donegal are taking on Tyrone. It's a bit of a Northwest derby, and I'm delighted to say joining me in studio is the Donegal manager, Eddie Crawford. Eddie, how are you doing? Welcome along.
How are you doing, Oisin? Nice to be here.
Yeah, good to have you in ahead of such a big game. What's it like working with a group now for the last couple of weeks, getting organised for an All-Ireland Final?
Oh, it's a bit hectic, to be fair, Oisin. Training there, we had the last training session Tuesday night there. We had 47 players at our session. And to be fair, that's the sort of numbers we're having all year. And that really helps, you know, the big numbers help with the training, like, you know what I mean, especially for game situations and all. So the mood in the camp is very good at the minute, so our cell system's cool.
Yeah. I know, talking to you before we started this interview, that you have exceeded your expectation because you were playing third tier Masters football last year, and now you find yourself in the top tier in the All-Ireland Final in the decisive game.
Yeah, that's right, Oisin. Last year I got involved with the Masters with Francie Martin. I was co-manager with him, and Francie couldn't commit the year, so the guys asked me to take it on, and I said I'll give it a go. Last year we finished 12th, I think, in the league, and we were in the third tier championship, in which we went on to one against London in the final. But we knew we were much better than a third tier team, and we decided at the start of the year that we'd try to kick on and maybe even get into the Shield final, which is second tier. But the way things happened is that we trained hard, we worked hard, we kept winning games, and we are where we are now at the minute, and we're happy enough.
And a couple of additions at the start of the year helped that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we brought Benny Boyle back there, Benny Baker Boyle. He's a great player. He was there a couple of years with us, and then he missed last year. Got him back. We Gary Dunyan from over McCool's team, good addition as well. And the Thompsons from New Connell. Sean McGuire's back from Clonmacnoise as well. And we have Donica Gallagher from my own club out in Glenswilly. Donica's there. And so now we added a good few players. And as I say, we brought on a trainer as well, Rory McLaughlin from McCool's. It's a great addition. Rory's a good lad, works hard. And that's where we kept winning games, Oisin. And we're in our senior final now, and we're really looking forward to it.
Tyrone are the opposition, but it's not that it's nothing new to you because you've played these guys already this year, Eddie. How did that go?
Yeah, yes, we played them twice, actually, Oisin. We played them in a challenge game at the start of the year over in Glasgow. It was this Scottish GAA board invited both teams over to play a challenge game, and it wasn't really a challenge game as such. Because
you never are against Tyrone.
No, there's no friendlies against Tyrone. There was a couple of guys sent off that day, and so it's... But listen, that's the way it is against Tyrone. We played the men in the league up in Carrickmore, and one of their players, Mark Donnelly, absolutely destroyed us that day. He scored, I think it was 2-2, I think it was that day. And we were just up to scratch that day. But listen, we learned a lot from that game. You know, because Tyrone have some terrific players. They're a formidable team, Oisin. They have like Conor Gormley, All-Star, Marty McGrath, former Fermanagh player. He's playing with them now. And then you have Stephen O'Neill, you know, and they've quality right through the team. And we respect them, like, you know, as well. But, you know, because of their championships they won and the medals they have, but you know, they're not superhuman. They're over 40 as well, like, you know, and I keep telling my boys, like, these guys are same age as us now, like, you know what I mean, like, you know, and that's what we can bring to the table and push on against them, like, you know.
Donegal will be seen as the underdog because Tyrone are going for 5 in a row. They've been here, they've experienced the occasion, but that's not going to faze you boys at all heading to Breffni Park at the weekend, is it?
Oh, not at all. No, listen, we're underdogs, surely to God, and rightfully so. I mean, Tyrone... under Joe Leonard, like, you know, and another man I have huge respect for is Joe Leonard, their manager, like, is he's been there for a long, long time, and he's done a great job with Tyrone, and they've gone 4 in a row, and they've beaten, you know, all the best teams in the Wicklow final, like the Kerrys and Dublin. So, listen, we know we're up against it, but listen, we're not just going over to make up a number, Oisin. We have to have a game plan, and we have, and we'll see if it works. And if it doesn't work, well, listen, well, at least we tried.
Yeah. Does it put you in good stead now going into the final that it took a real hard game against Sligo for you to make the decider? Maybe that could stand you come Saturday?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, we played Sligo twice there. The first game we ended in a draw in Sligo, and we had to play them in a replay again. I'm sure those two games will stand to us. They were tough games against a good team as well. Sligo had improved a lot in the last 5 or 6 months, and I had sort of one eye on them as well because I've seen them racking up big scores in games. And no, they were very good, and it was a tough challenge for us. But semi-finals are about winning, and getting over the line, and that's what we've done. And as I say, we're looking forward now to Saturday.
Yeah, it would mean a lot to the group of guys because Masters football, there's a sort of uniqueness to it, isn't there, Eddie? It's a special thing to be part of, and guys are getting, I suppose, the opportunity as well to create something new, but at the same time try and relive some of their more youthful days in football. Mm. And here now, this group have an opportunity to get an All-Ireland medal, which isn't to be sniffed at.
No, absolutely. No, you're right there, Oisin. These boys, most of the boys in our squad have given their life and soul to Gaelic football. They've played and they've managed, they've coached teams all their life, and they don't want to stop. And anybody come and see a Masters game, they're definitely going. It's not a matter of throwing the ball and people running around for an hour and dilly-dallying around the pitch, Oisin. Once that whistle goes, I'm telling you, there's some sweat and tears there. And, these boys are really up for it. As you said about the medals, it's important. And not too many All-Ireland medals floating around Donegal for Gaelic football. So we had a medal there at training the other night from one of the guys had from a previous campaign, and we're showing them. And we're saying, listen, this can be achieved if you really want it, as I say, trying to instill that positivity into the team, and give them the confidence to push on and try and win one of those.
Donegal won it in 2020. All we can wish you and the guys is the very best of luck in 2025, and hopefully you can get that winner's medal. So enjoy the football at the weekend, and good luck with the game.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Cheers.